So, producer Tim, you ever gone to, you know, fast food place?
Yes.
And, you know, the consistency of the meat looks a little sus, right? As our kids would say, it looks sus.
Yeah.
As in suspicious for the rest of us.
Yes.
Yeah. But then you see 100% beef, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100% chicken. And you feel good about what you're eating because, I mean, they wouldn't let them say that if it wasn't true.
It's great marketing. Yeah.
It's great marketing. I've always been puzzled by that. Because you could clearly look at certain, you know, chicken McNuggets and see chicken don't come like that. You know what I mean? Like God did not constitute a chicken in that way that meat looks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. There's just the substance of it doesn't look right.
Yeah. It looks a little fishy.
Yeah. Well, there's a guy by the name of Luke who is an advertising executive, has been for years. He works for companies that do ads for fast food franchises. He's worked for McDonald's before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he explained this inconsistency. Well, I mean, yeah, it says 100% beef, but does beef really look like that? You know, I think you hear of like Taco Bell, right? You ever seen it? I mean, if you don't look too closely at it and you eat it, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
But if you look closely at it, beef just doesn't have that consistency, does it?
It doesn't.
It does not.
It does not.
How can we reconcile this, Tim? He explained it, and I went, oh, take a listen.
I work in advertisement, and a long time ago, I was working on a project with McDonald's, and I learned something that now I can never unsee. It says right there, made with 100% beef, which is such a funny twist of words because it's made with 100% beef, not made of 100% beef. With the McDonald's thing, it was like their chicken nuggets are made with 100% chicken. You know, there's a lot of other stuff in there, and some of it might not be 100% chicken, but it's made with 100%. Still tastes good.
It's all about the wording.
So think about that. As long as the chicken that you put in with the binders, dextrose, and other stuff is 100% chicken,
yeah,
then they can say made with 100% chicken.
Isn't that messed up?
Yeah, the lawyers work that out, right?
Oh, that's all lawyers. Lawyer jargon right there.
Yeah. So then I was like trying to think, have I ever seen made of 100% chicken?
I'm sitting here thinking about that too. I've never seen made of 100%. Made with, yes, but not made of.
So here's the example that I used, okay? Chicken McNuggets. Not to pick on them. I mean, a lot of other places do the same thing, right?
Oh,
But Chicken McNuggets are advertised made with 100% chicken. Okay, but like, what are they actually? In addition to the 100% chicken, what are they made with? Well, chicken, the good news, is the first ingredient, okay? But that's followed by water, flour, canola oil, thickeners, starches, salt, mineral salt, spices, sunflower oil, and the most important food group of all, producer Tim, dextrose.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. I don't want to know. You know what's funny? I started looking that up for this segment. And then I was like, I don't want to know.
Yeah. It was made in a lab somewhere. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I actually am old enough to remember. So I'm older than you. I actually remember when you would go get chicken nuggets. They were the best thing in the world. They were unbelievable. Every Saturday, my mom wanted me to go to dance class, right? Got me all dressed up in my little ballet outfit. I hated it. Didn't want to do it. She got me to do it and go to dance class because she would take me and my sister to McDonald's afterward. Yeah. And we got to get McNuggets. And when you bit into that McNugget, it still was chicken. It still was actually intact chicken. You could see the lines that are supposed to be there.
Right. I have a vague memory of that.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. You can remember when it was really chicken?
Yeah. It was when I was a kid. Definitely.
And you try to tell the kids today, oh, what it tasted like. I mean, you would get a Wendy's burger, right? The grease would drip right down the sides of your mouth as it should. Yeah. And it had the texture was right. And there was no greater treat than a Wendy's burger. It was so good.
I told my son that the other day, that if you had a time machine and you went back in time and just ate anywhere, you'd be like amazed.
You would. It was so, fast food was such a treat. Now my kids, I can't even take them to Wendy's. They won't go. They're like, it's too gross, Mom. I can't eat that. Like, just go home and make me some scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Said no kid ever in the 80s, okay?
Oh, yeah, 100%. My kids don't even like McDonald's anymore.
No, they don't want it. They're like, Mom, no, please don't make me eat that.
Yeah. But this is why. Of course, I do a lot of at-home cooking. So yeah. I cook a lot from scratch. So they're a little spoiled when it comes to food.
Good for you. Are your kids still cooking, by the way?
Yes.
Did you take my advice?
Yeah. My son has started cooking. He's, well, he's only making box food at the moment. My daughter's doing pretty well at it, though.
Good.
Yeah, she's using a knife where I'm not, like, freaking out.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have that first incident where they cut themselves maybe to the bone. I don't know.
She hasn't cut herself yet, but yeah. I'm usually, like, right there.
Good for you. No, yeah. You got to let them do it. That's the only way they can learn. So remember I told you, because you were exasperated, right? This was like a year ago, and it was taking you more time cleaning up the kitchen after they made food than it was for them to make food. It was easier for you to cook it. Just do it yourself. And I said, no, let them do it. Mm-hmm. Learning curve. They're a mess right now, but give them 6 months, 8 months. They'll actually get to where it's great. My kids do all the cooking in the house now, just about.
Yeah. See, I'm not there yet. I still have the issue of just let me do it.
Yeah, no, let them go. Let them learn. It's so hard. It's going to be hard for you to clean up the mess.
Yeah.
They're going to cut themselves, poison themselves, do all kinds of things. But once you can get them past that, like, no, don't, you can't put raw chicken there. No. Yeah. Once you get them past that and they learn how to cook, oh, it is so easy, Tim.
Yeah, I got to remember that I made mistakes and they have to make mistakes to learn. So I got to keep that in mind. Yeah, I try to. I've gotten better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So now me and my husband go looking for a victim. My daughter is awesome. She usually volunteers to cook. And we'll be like, she's cooked too many times this week. We'll go looking for my 15-year-old son. He's usually playing video games. Oh, looks like you got nothing to do. Cook.
Yeah. Yeah. That's about what it is with Skylar. Yeah. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Get out of your room. Go do something.
We make him cook. And you know what's really funny? He's a really good cook, my 15-year-old. Oh, my gosh. He's amazing. He made these this scrambled egg bacon bagel concoction the other day because we made him get up and cook. Mm-hmm. And all the kids are like, oh, make him do that again. You know, but it's because I went through the phase of, oh my gosh, he trashed my kitchen again. I've got food from the kid learning to cook phase. Like, I've got food smashed between my oven and like my counters.
Yeah, like the crack right there. Yes, yeah.
That I will never get out. It's fossilized now.
Oh yeah, it's like completely like there forever.
Forever. It's never coming out. But it was worth. I mean, it's gross. The next people who own the house will inherit it. But it was so worth it because they're 15 and 17 now. They do all the cooking.
Concrete it in.
Oh yeah. After a while, I mean, it doesn't smell anymore. It'll be fine. Okay.
Yeah.
So stick with that. But anyway, whatever. Next time you see made with 100% chicken, understand that is the stuff. The 100% chicken is the stuff in between the binders and the dextrose and the starches and the canola oil and the flour. So there you go. Same with the beef, by the way. How lost are the Democrats? Really, really, really lost. They're spending $20 million to study the syntax that young males use online so they can use AI to copy it and speak to them. Normal people don't have to do things like this. Think Trump ever had to do that? Spend $20 million to figure out how to speak to men? Why? Because they're a bunch of women who hate men. That's who the Democrat Party is now. They're women who hate men. They hate men because they can't have relationships with men. They feel rejected by men. They are fundamentally failures at having relationships with men. And they've weaponized that into a political ideology. They're bitter. That's what they are. And Rush Limbaugh had them nailed. So they don't know how to talk to men. They've failed in their own lives. They hate men, and they join a political party that hates men, so they can all hate men together. And now they want to know how to talk to men, and they have to study it with $20 million to study syntax of males, so they can then copy it and speak to them. Wish them luck with that. It's not going really well. Not at all. Folks, the Democrat Party, you want to know how badly on the ropes Trump has them? This is okay. This is the New York Times admitting this. This is your good news segment this morning. Our battle against mental illness and the liberal Democrat philosophy. We're making great gains. I wish we could have like one of those, you know, that little ribbon you could put on your car. You know, search for the cure. Holding out for the cure. We're holding out for the cure for liberalism. Trump's finding it. He's curb stomping these people. Listen to this. Make no mistake about it, the Democrat Party is facing an existential crisis that even their media allies can't spin anymore. The New York Times, the crown jewel of the liberal media establishment, just published a devastating analysis showing the Democrats' supposed stronghold on American politics has crumbled under the MAGA movement. Listen to this. Quote from the New York Times. All told, Mr. Trump has increased the Republican Party's share of the presidential vote in each election he's been on the ballot in close to half the counties in America. So that's even in 2020. 1,433 counties in all. He's increased the Republican Party's share of the presidential vote, right? It's a staggering political achievement, the New York Times writes, especially considering that Mr. Trump was defeated in the, well, not really, they cheated, was defeated in the second of those three races in 2020. By contrast, Democrats have steadily expanded their vote share in those three elections in only 57 of the nation's 3,100 counties. Not 57%, 57. So think of that. Trump expands the Republican Party share of the presidential vote in 1,433 counties across the three times he's run. Democrats expand it in 57 counties. Ouch. In the 2024 election, six times as many counties shifted toward the GOP as toward Democrats, while 435 counties trended more Democrat compared to 2012. 2,678 moved more Republican, and by an even larger margin of 13.3 points versus 8.8 for Democrats. So you've got 435 counties trending more Democrat compared to 2,678 counties trending more Republican. This is why they're spending $20 million to study the syntax of men. In other words, their speech patterns, to figure out how to speak with them, speak to them. You know why they figure, well, we'll sell them hatred, failure, destruction, and communism if we can just speak in their syntax. No, people don't want that crap. They don't want it. It's that simple. Just stop. Just stop. It's not hard. And when Trump does stuff like this, he doesn't need special syntax. Trump over the weekend, this was truly glorious, threatened to take $3 billion with a B of grant money from Harvard and give it to trade schools across America. Amen. Amen. Thank you. So take it from the useless at Harvard and give it to the useful in our trade schools. Trump posted on Truth Social, I am considering taking $3 billion of grant money away from a very anti-Semitic Harvard and giving it to trade schools all across our land. What a great investment that would be for the USA so badly needed. This is a top 10 in America news story. Why people love this stuff. They love it. You think Trump worries about syntax? Speech patterns? He doesn't have to. Okay. He puts a second post up an hour later, totally flipping out the media. We are still waiting for the foreign student list from Harvard so we can determine, after a ridiculous expenditure of billions of dollars, how many radicalized lunatics, troublemakers all, should not be back into our country. Harvard is very slow in the presentation of these documents, and probably for good reason. Yeah, because they're loaded up with people. I'm telling you, on the terror watch list, that's who they're giving these visas to. Hamas supporters, ISIS group supporters. It's going to be horrible when we get the list. We're going to get it. The best thing Harvard has going for it is that they have shopped around and found the absolute best judge for them, but have no fear the government will in the end win. Yes, because the liberal judge has said he can't do this. He's got to fund Harvard, which is ridiculous. Okay, folks. Now, a lot of people, and this is why this is a top 10 story in the country right now. People don't understand, why is Trump picking on foreign students at Harvard? They make up a third of the students. Was it because it's because they're brown? It's brown, brown. No, it's because they're terrorists or they're supporting terrorists. I mean, you've got one of the guys Trump's trying to get rid of right now. His cousin was on the hang gliders flying in to rape and murder women at that concert on October 7th. And he's distributing flyers on campus calling him a martyr. What is he doing? He's recruiting for a terror group. I want to play this for you. There's two groups that are very active on campus right now, these student visa holders, right? One of them is called Sammy Down. And they were having a Zoom conference. You want to hear what they think their job is to do? This is Mohammed Khalib discussing their goals.
If Palestine is liberated, this means this is a nail to dismantle the United States of America.
Now, liberal administrators hear this at colleges. They go, wow, we got to get this guy at our school. We can learn so much from him. We're trying to dismantle America too, right? This is, Trump is looking in the right place. Okay, this is Students for Justice that have caused a lot of these violent anti-Semitic attacks, spitting on Jewish students, all of that. Listen to them. They're trying to free Mumia, the cop killer. That's their first step. Want to hear what else they want to do? Here you go.
We will free Mumia because it is our job to destroy imperialism, destroy the United States, and destroy capitalism and the system of extraction that it relies on to perpetuate itself.
Okay.
And we will do it by organizing in a manner that actively undermines and destabilizes the legitimacy and the, you know, power of the state and the power and legitimacy of capitalism.
Now, you do that in your country, honey, not in this one, not on a student visa. Bye-bye. Go away. Bye-bye. And so this is why Trump wants the list of these students. This was, by the way, that was the same national organizing Zoom meeting they're using for all the campuses. And this is, folks, this is why they've had to add remedial math at Harvard. At Harvard. Why? Because they're taking terrorist sympathizers. They don't know how to do math. They know how to build bombs, but they don't know how to do math. You know what? This is why Harvard won't turn it over either. Why? Because you run that list. I'm telling you, we're going to do this. We're going to get it. You run that list against national and international terror watch lists, and it's going to go bing, 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 bing. You're going to find it's outrageous who they've given these student visas to.